for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, February the 22nd, 2003. Women's conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park. Junie Copeland of Bengal, Oklahoma, is the minister this morning.
Those of you that don't know me, you will realize before I go too far that I cry a lot. But if there's one thing that I want to get across to you today, if there's anything I can accomplish today, if I can just get you to move up just a little higher, to broaden your scope just a little bit, then I've accomplished something. But I want you to understand something today, that you have a place in God. You have a place. God knows you by name. He knows where you're from. He knows where you live. Every care that you have. He knows everything about you. Even down to all the humps and the bumps. God knows everything about you. And you have a place. You are special in His sight. I want you to look at somebody next to you and you say, you're not where you were, and you're not where you're going to be. Hallelujah. Can you identify with that? Because I'm going on. Hallelujah. I'm going forward. I am going forward from this moment on. Settle it in your spirit. I am going forward. I'm not staying where I'm at. Hallelujah. Esther. You know, one of my favorite stories in the Bible when I was a kid growing up was Esther. And Esther was an orphan. Her mother and dad died, and her uncle raised her. And you all know the story, I'm sure, how that God positioned her. He had a divine purpose for Esther. And He positioned her. And I can imagine this beautiful young woman and how that she became queen of Persia. She went from being an orphan to being a queen of Persia. Now, what if Esther had decided after she became queen that, I have got it made. There's nothing I don't lack for. You know, just stop and think about it. She had anything she wanted at the tip of her fingers. If she wanted to eat steak for supper, fried chicken, whatever she wanted, she had it. You know, she could eat standing up or sitting down. She could relax in the hot tub and eat chocolates. Whatever she wanted to do, she had it. And she had it made. And what if she had just settled in there and just forgot about her purpose? And there came a time when Esther heard of the turmoil that was in her nation. And, you know, we've always heard that it takes women a long time to get ready for something. You know, and I have to admit, it takes me a little while. I want to start at least an hour, you know, to get ready and prepare myself and my makeup and my hair. And you know how women are. Y'all relate to that. It took Esther 3 days. 3 days to get ready to go see the king. 3 days. And there's no telling what process she went through to make herself ready to go see this king. But let me tell you something. When she walked into the courtyard, and the king sitting on his throne up there, and he looks up and sees the queen standing over there in her royal apparel, he likes to fell out of the throne.
he was so awestruck that he told her, anything you want, you can have. Even to half the kingdom, whatever you want, you can have. She had it made. But she had a purpose in mind. And you know what she asked for? I just want a dinner date with you. And the other guy. She had a plan in mind. She had a purpose, and God used her. She had a purpose. And God used her to save the nation. Deborah had a place. Remember Deborah? She's somebody you really don't read that much about. But she had a place. She was a judge in Israel. She sat under a tree and she judged the whole nation of Israel. She was the first Supreme Court justice. Woman. She had a place. Not only that, but she was a military commander. And she allowed the Holy Spirit to so fill her that she shaped the world around her. God has a place for you, and you can shape the world around you. He's equipped you. He has equipped you mightily by His Spirit to change the world, to change the climate that you live in. You have that power and that authority. Deborah was a poet. She was a prophetess. She was considered a mother of Israel. And she challenged people to get out of their lethargy and their despair and to fight against the enemy. And that's what we're here today, this weekend, to challenge you and to challenge one another to let's fight against the enemy and to realize who your enemy is. Somebody else had a place. Rahab the harlot. She had a place. Joshua sent two spies into Jericho. Did you ever stop to wonder how these two spies found their way to a harlot's house? Of all the places in the city of Jericho, that's where they found themselves. At a harlot's house. But this is what she said. She said, I have heard about the reports of your God, about the God of Israel. And she said, the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. She had heard and she believed. And because of that, she found a place. The men of God. It kind of amazed me that the men of God went to a house of ill repute and was saved by a harlot. But she had a place. Do you realize she was named in the bloodline of David? Of Jesus? She was David's great-great-grandmother? She had a place, didn't she? Turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter 91. Satan's going to set traps to get you to miss your place. He's going to try to tempt you away from God and away from your family, away from your purpose. And he's going to trick you into giving up your place and your inheritance and your birthright as a daughter of the King. And how's he going to do that? He's going to do it by attacking your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. Psalms chapter 91, verse 1 says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the trapper. Did you know Satan knows exactly how to trap you? It is a trap that is designed to fit you and your needs. What trips you up might not trip me up. But he knows how to push your button and how to trip you up. But surely the Lord will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. How? Why? When? If you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, He shall cover me with His feathers, and under His wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. What is your place in God? What is your place in God? Have you ever, I'm sure you've all asked yourself in that. What is my purpose? What is my place in God? You know, some of us have a gift of singing. Some have a gift of sharing, of ministry, of teaching, of encouraging someone. But we can all do that. We can all encourage someone. Even if it's just baking a cake, taking it to your neighbor, and blessing them. We can all do that. What is your place in God? Well, for one thing, God's called you to be a mother in Zion. Whether you got children or not, whether you have grandchildren or not, you are to be a mother in Zion. And we have responsibilities as mothers to teach our daughters. And, you know, there's times Satan will use us if we're not careful as a distraction. Cindy talked about being distracted. But if you're not careful, Satan will use you as a distraction. And in the way you act, the way you dress, the way you conduct yourself. And it's a shame for, most of us here are women. But let's just get honest with ourselves a little bit. It's a shame for a woman of grace. What does that mean? Be a woman of grace. It means that I am influenced by God. And His influence is reflected in my life. And it is a shame for a woman of grace to be a distraction. And, you know, a while back we had a ladies' retreat. And it seems like every time that I know I'm going to be speaking to a group of ladies, I think it was Cindy and probably Charlotte, and I was probably complaining a little bit, but I said it seems like every time that the Lord lays something on my heart, it has to do with how we conduct ourselves, how we dress. And it's not that I necessarily believe in a dress code, you know, per se, dress code. Or even the main thing that the Lord deals with me on is how we treat our husbands. But anyway, that's another story. What I want to talk to you about today is how you conduct yourself and how you dress. You know, and I think I maybe pastor's wives notice things more than other women, because let me tell you, I watch my husband, not because he has told me to, but because I just do. And summertime is coming on. Oh, I'm just going to be blunt. Ladies, let's dress like a godly woman. I have told the ladies in our assembly, and God has so changed different ones. We had a lady come in several years ago that they had come to visit the church, and they were raised up in the 60s, I'm sure, because that's what they look like. And, you know, she had on the mini skirt and the boots. And I knew they loved the Lord. And they had just recently come to the Lord and were new Christians. And they would come to church, you know, and every week you could see a change in her. And it's been 3 years now, and she's a godly-looking woman. She dresses godly. God has changed her from the inside out. But what am I saying? Don't be a distraction. Look at yourself in the mirror before you leave the house and ask yourself, am I a distraction? Will I be, whether you look good or not, you don't want to be a distraction. and you want to conduct yourself accordingly. Hallelujah. Satan will use you to trap others with your speech. And he'll trap you with your speech. By your remarks that you make. Oh, I feel so bad today. I have this horrible headache. That's a trap. Instead of saying, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I proclaim my healing because of what Jesus has done. Satan will trap you up. Not only will he trap you, but he'll use you to cause others to fall. And I believe as mothers in Zion, we should teach our daughters how to dress. You know, it's a shame. I get so embarrassed sometimes for women and for the daughters at the way women let their daughters dress. And, you know, it's like they don't pay attention, you know, this to what they look like. Especially in the summertime when it comes to wearing shorts. Pay attention to what your daughter looks like. Don't let her wear shorts so short that she attracts every head as she walks down the street. Don't do that. Teach her to be a woman of grace, a godly woman. Teach her to be that. Hallelujah. Satan is out to get our next generation. We talked last night about being a woman of prayer and taking a hold of the horns of the altar. Do you really do that, or is that just a cliche? Do you find yourself really doing that? Let's just admit it, we don't. Not like we should. All of a sudden something will happen and you think, uh-oh, I should have prayed. I should have really prayed. And said, Lord, just thank you. As you go out the door, you know, Lord, just keep your hand upon me. That's not praying. We need to find ourselves before the Lord. As mothers in Zion, we're going to have to fight for our kids. You know, if we don't fight for our kids, who's going to? We're going to have to stand up and say, Satan, leave them alone. Get your hands off of them. These are my kids. Hallelujah. And when you rise up against the enemy, he's going to turn his tail and run. Because you have a place in God. You have authority in God. Hallelujah. But you're going to have to use that. You can't be passive. And I want to share something with you. Last night, we had laid down and I just could not go to sleep. But, you know, I was just too wound up over the service or just the excitement of being here, you know, with all you ladies and knowing I was going to speak today. And I just kept thinking and meditating on the Lord. And finally, I turned the light off. And as soon as that light went off, I got this horrible sickness in my stomach. I mean, just pain is shooting across. And I just laid there and I thought, this is not going to happen, you know. I don't want to go through this tonight, you know. And I just almost just let it torment me. Just almost. And all of a sudden, I rose up in the authority that God has given me, and it left. As soon as it left, here come a headache. Well, see, we have to realize what Satan is doing. And if you're not careful, you're just going to deal with situations. You're going to get up and find an Alka-Mint or get up and find a Motrin. You know what I'm saying? Instead of dealing with what the problem is, which is lots of times is a spiritual problem, you're just going to try to deal with the surface. But if you will rise up and not be passive in the authority that God has given you. Did you hear what I said? God has given you a place and he's given you authority over Satan to change the circumstances around you. Let God influence you with his spirit and mold you into his image and likeness. We may not be a Queen Esther and have access to all the riches of the kingdom, such as she had. But you can boldly come to the throne of God. The Father of creation the Creator of all things, you can boldly come into the throne room and declare your petition. You may not be a Deborah and judge the nation of Israel, but your weapons are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Because of who you are in Christ, Satan and all the hordes of hell have to obey. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not physical. They're not something you see, something you can tangible. Hang on, it's not an Alcamant and a Motrin. But it's mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Deborah was a judge in Israel. But don't you know something? In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 and 3, it says that the saints shall judge the world. And the saints shall judge the angels. You got more of a responsibility than Deborah ever thought of having. You're going to judge the world. Oh my goodness. How in the world am I going to judge the world if all I ever get done is laundry, chasing after kids, cleaning house, going to work? How in the world am I going to judge the world, much less judge angels? Kind of blows your mind, doesn't it? How in the world are you going to find time to do that? Well, for one thing, you start by being a peacemaker when there's trouble around you. You start by laying hands on the sick and watching them recover. You start by bringing light where there's darkness. We may not be a Mary and carry the baby, the Son of God, in your womb, but you are the temple of God. You are the dwelling place of God. Mary just carried him for 9 months. But you are his habitation. He lives inside of you. He goes before you. He's behind you. I want to read Psalms chapter 139, and I'm going to read it in the God's Words translation. This is beautiful. I want you to listen. O Lord, you have examined me, and you know me. You alone know when I sit down and when I get up. You read my thoughts from far away. You watch me when I travel and when I rest. You are familiar with all my ways, whether they're good or bad. He is familiar with them. Even before there is a single word on my tongue, you know all about it, Lord. You are all around me, in front of me, in back of me. You lay your hand on me. If it's not enough for him to be behind you, in front, he puts his hand on you. Such knowledge is beyond my grasp. It is so high, I cannot reach it. Where can I go to get away from your spirit? Where can I run to get away from you? If I go to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are still there. If I climb upward on the rays of the morning sun, or land on the most distant shore of the sea where the sun sets, even there, your hand will guide me, and your right hand would hold on to me. And I would ask you, how much closer can he be? How much closer can you get than him being in you, before you, behind you, all around you? Wherever you go, he's there first. If he tells you to go witness to someone, he gets there before you do. How much closer can he get? He's not way off out yonder somewhere. Even though he's there, he's here. He is here. It's time to move forward in God, ladies. It's time to get out of your lethargy.
and move forward. Don't go home the same way you came. You came too far. You had to leave too many things. You had to make too big of a sacrifice to come, to leave the same way you came. Don't do it. Go home different. John chapter 4, verse 23 says, "But the hour cometh, and now is." Right now, it is. "When the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him." God is seeking for someone. He is searching for a group of women to forget about all of their problems, forget about all of their daily struggles, and worship Him. He is seeking, He is looking for someone. Will you do that? Will you stand up and take your place in God? That's your place. That is your place. To be a woman of grace that will worship God in spirit and in truth. You know, it's a high calling to be a woman. I would hate, no harm intended, but I would not want to be a man. I am proud to be a woman. It is a high calling to be a woman. And it so grieves me, you know, over the years. And that's one thing that I have been careful about is being a minister's wife and even sharing with people and leading praise and worship and all of this stuff. If you're not careful, a spirit of a women's lib will come upon you. Let's don't let that. Let's be a woman. Let's be a woman of grace. Now I understand, you know, that we're sons of God. I understand that. I understand that we're children of God. We're daughters of God. I understand that. But let's be proud to be a daughter of God. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. God is looking for someone to be influenced by Him. And when you do, you're going to change circumstances in your workplace. We got a true testimony. And Sister Mildred, she has changed the climate she works in for years. She has done that because she has let God influence her. It's time to be all we can be in Christ, even when you're in Walmart. Hallelujah. Even when you're driving down the road and someone cuts in front of you. Be a woman of grace. Hallelujah. You might not... You might not ever be a preacher. You might not ever teach a congregation. You might not ever be a leader of praise and worship. But you can tell people what Jesus has done for you. And not only that, but you can tell people what Jesus has done for them if they'll just believe. Because He's already done it. He's already done everything. They just have to believe it. Hallelujah. Look at someone and say, "I am not where I was, and I'm not where I'm going to be." You know why? Because the anointing of the Holy Spirit will change your life, and it will impact others around you. That same life-giving Spirit that released a flow of divine life of God into Jesus to heal all manner of sickness and disease. He opened the blind eyes. He raised the dead. He cast out demons. He opened deaf ears. He healed the lame. It's in you. That same anointing is in you. And we cannot comprehend that. We have a hard time believing that. But it is there. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come. Well, it's here. It came 2,000 years ago. The Holy Ghost, and you shall receive power after. Well, this is the after. The miraculous power. I want you to turn to John chapter 1, verse 16. John chapter 1, verse 16. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. And of his fullness have all we received. We've already received that. Can you say with me, I have the fullness of God? Say it again. I have the fullness of God. Say it again. I have the fullness of God. Do you believe it yet? No. I have the fullness of God. I have the fullness of God. Did you know you cannot have the fullness of God without having His power? Because that is part of His fullness. I have the fullness of God. You have the fullness of God. Romans chapter 8 says, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, does it dwell in you? I believe it does. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your what? Mortal bodies by that Spirit that dwells in you. What kind of body? This kind. This one right here. My mortal body. That same Spirit, that same life-giving Spirit that permeated the tomb that Jesus lay in. And we can only imagine what happened in that tomb. We can only imagine. But I've got a good imagination. When they come to the tomb, they found the linen over here, and they found the napkin folded up. That same life-giving Spirit that quickened the mortal body of Jesus and raised Him from the dead lives in you. It lives in you. You have that fullness in you. The fullness. How much is full? That means you can't get no more in it. It's full. It lives in you. There is someone inside of you that is mightier than all the demonic forces that there is or there ever was. There's someone inside of you that is mightier than any sickness, that is stronger than any disease that would plague you. There is someone inside of you that is mightier than depression, mightier than rejection, than fear. There is someone inside of you mightier than that. We're going to have to get a hold of that. You're going to have to realize that. And until you do, you're always going to be fighting it. You're always going to be troubled with it. Satan is always going to be trapping you until you realize you have the fullness of God in you. Praise the Lord. We're going to have to get our vision higher. We just are. We have looked down here so long. You're going to have to become heavenly minded, looking from above. The Scripture says we are seated with Him in heavenly places. That's in Ephesians chapter 1. And verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe? We're going to have to believe that, girls. You're going to have to believe you have that fullness in Him. According to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Well, my goodness, go on down to chapter 2, verse 6, it says, and he has raised us up together and made us sit together with him in heavenly places. Well, if all these things is under his feet, where are you? They're under your feet also. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The unlimited, the unchanging, all-powerful God is inside of you. Raise your sights today. Realize who you are in Christ. Realize what your place is in God. And just one glimpse, it's like a ray of light shining through the darkness. Just one glimpse of all that Christ and his fullness inside of you. And what seems impossible to you, all of a sudden, becomes possible. Just all of a sudden, you realize, hey, I can do all things through Christ because he's inside of me. The immeasurable. This is what the Lord spoke to me the other day. He said, the immeasurable, the unlimited greatness of my miraculous power. Did you hear all imaginative? The immeasurable, the unlimited greatness of his miraculous power is in you. It is in you. Why do you need all of this? Well, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, cleanse the leper, bring light where there's darkness. The power of God's word hasn't changed. It has not changed. The church world has changed it. They have watered it down to where now it's just a flat-out miracle if you see somebody healed. It should be common. And my God, if we was to raise somebody from the dead, we'd be on 2020. That should be a common thing. Said to me last night, she said, we need to put a lock on these funeral homes. Well, my goodness, that's your calling, to raise the dead. Hey, he can give her a new career. Raise the dead when they come to her. Don't bury them. Hallelujah. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He's the ruler of everything. He's exalted. His name is above every name. And he lives inside of you. Now, I can just see her laying hands on these people as they come in. Hallelujah. There's a seed planted. The power of his word has not changed. It's going to have to start somewhere, women. Why wait for the next generation? I want to do it. I want to be a part of it. Praise the Lord. I want to be his mouthpiece. I want to see the deaf ears open. Not that I would receive glory, that he would receive glory. That people would know him in the fullness of his power. That is my desire. That hurting people can see their life changed. That people that have got themselves so messed up can realize that there is a God that delivers. That except we be his mouthpiece, it will never happen. Except we do it, it won't be done. God is looking for a group of people, a group of women, to say, this is the time, this is the hour, and I'm going to stand up and take my place. When you go home this weekend, realize that you go home as an ambassador of God. Realize that you go home with all the fullness of God inside of you. And when someone comes up to you and says, I'm having trouble with this and that, you can bring life where there's darkness. You can change the situation. You can change the climate that you live in. Because you have a purpose. You have a purpose in God. I want you to stay with me again. I'm not where I was.
I'm not where I was.
And I'm not where I'm going to be.
I'm not where I want to be.
Because I'm going forward.
I'm going forward.
In God.
In God.
You just made a commitment to me and to God. I'm a witness to that commitment. You're not going to stay the same. You're not going to stay in the same place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just pray for each lady here tonight, today, Lord. You give me the power to bless, and I bless each one in this place here today. Lord, I bless them with the wisdom and the revelation, Lord, of the knowledge, Lord, that you are inside of them. You are before, behind, and your fullness is in them. I bless them with that revelation. Lord, that the eyes of our understanding be opened. Oh, and I ask, Lord, that you bless each lady with a resolve. Lord, that their heart be fixed. That their mind be fixed, Lord. That as for me, I will go on. I will move on in God. As for me, I will be all I can be in God. Oh, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Before I close, I want to have prayer for some of you. Miss Cindy and Charlotte, would you come, please? You know, the Lord healed all that came to him. He didn't ask them what their faults was. He didn't, although he knew. He knew. He didn't tell them that he was trying to teach them something by them being sick or by them being afflicted. You know, we have that mindset sometimes. Well, the Lord's just trying to teach me something. Well, there's a lot of hard-headed people because it seems like they never get taught. But it's God's will for you to be set free, for you to be healed, for you to be healed. Because he bore the stripes, he shed his blood, and because of what he has done, healing belongs to you. And I'm going to pray for Sister Mildred, if she don't preach. We're going to pray for her.
You see, God is so loved.
Amen.
God is so loved. He gave the only begotten of himself that you and I might live.
Yeah, that's right.
And he might be restored back where we were as he intended in the beginning. God never pronounced death on us.
That's right.
Amen.
Death came by man.
That's right.
And sin by man and death by
That's
sin.
That's right.
We've accused God of these things. It's not so. Now, God is love. He's a loving, kind Father.
Yes.
He loves his children.
Yes, he does.
There's nothing he won't do for you if you'll open up your heart and your understanding. Nothing is impossible with him. But we have to believe him and worship and praise him for what he's done for us. He came and took his abode up in you and I because there was nowhere else to go. You hear? If you're going to see him, you better begin to look. Oh, yeah. And God's got some things for you. And he's going to change your diet because he wants you to live off of the things that he said in the first chapter of Genesis. And then this body He's going to leave me so you're healed. And no death can touch him.
Amen.
Death is not to touch his body.
Yes.
He rose out of the grave for our comfort.
Yes.
That you and I can live in him. And what he said, you remember something to me. When you take this unleavened bread, this is my body that was broken for you, that you would know and it would show my death. We want to bust ourselves wide open to try to show his life. He said he wants to show his death through us.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Absolutely.
When he died, I died with him.
Absolutely. That's
that
right.
That I might become alive forevermore.
Amen.
Yes.
That I might be partakers of his divine nature.
Yes. The fullness.
And that I might speak his word with the power and authority.
Yes.
To change your life.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm alive.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes.
This is not a happy-go-lucky.
Yes.
He said what she did. Except we change it, it won't be changed.
That's right.
My God, we got a lot of changing to do.
Absolutely. Hallelujah.
God will give you grace and the power to change it in the church where we're at if our preachers don't do it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Don't put it all on him. You got something to do.
Yeah.
And if you want to sit there and do nothing, you're going to die doing nothing. You're getting here to come and walk home and live. You get rid of all the things that he, that the enemy has plagued you with. And you hug yourself and say, oh, the devil's been after me. He ain't after me. He knows he ain't got no status.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you got to be clear.
That's right.
You got to claim it.
Amen.
You got to establish it.
Right.
I overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
And by the word of my testimony.
Amen.
What is your testimony today? Oh, I'm scared to death. I'm going to be full of demons. Devil be gone.
Amen.
Yeah.
Devil be gone.
Absolutely.
When it comes to you, Christ is in there to set up a standard.
Yeah.
I don't think he won't try.
That's right. That is.
But our business is walking him.
Amen.
In the fullness of his spirit and life.
Amen.
And you get the word. My word is spirit and life.
Amen.
Get in that word.
Yes. Right.
Get this word. Down in here.
Amen.
That's right.
There's nothing but life for you.
Yes. All the fullness.
There'll
yes.
be no adverse. The word of God is mighty and powerful.
It sure is.
You get in it. You stay in it.
That's right.
Because it's by, not by power and life. By my spirit.
Yes.
And my words are spirit.
And they are life.
Aren't
absolutely.
You glad you got the life
yes.
in you? Aren't you glad the word's in you? We got an anointing bottle here. You say you don't have to do that? No, but you'll remember it better. You see, first the natural, and then the spirit. Now, you ladies want this anointing that we have. It's transferable. Come on.
Absolutely.
This is kingdom anointing.
Yes.
This is kingdom preaching this morning.
That's right.
This is the kingdom of God in manifestation and power.
Right. Right.
You ladies are that kingdom
yes.
of power and might.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Put your thumb on your hand. Put your thumb on your hand. Now, some of the rest of you got a ministry and got an anointing. Come on up here and begin in this group.
Hallelujah.
This anointing that God has given each and every one of us is an individual anointing to be ministered to the church.
Hallelujah.
To the body of Christ. We're here to minister.
Yes.
Health and strength.
Yes, yes.
And prosperity to these people.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, yes, Lord, we anoint her right now.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Rise up within her. Rise up within her.
And kingdom prince. Kingdom principle.
In Jesus' name. He'll tell me where
you're. Don't you walk outside the kingdom principles.
The revelation of the knowledge of the fullness of God.
Amen.
Oh, in Jesus' name. Fill her up, Lord. Fill her up. In Jesus' name. He'll tell me you'll seek you and I.
Yes. You rise in a new life.
Yes.
We cast down everything and every vain imagination of your mind. This is not for pride, and this is not for popular, but this is for to live in the glory of God's kingdom forever.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God, the enemy has shook you. And he just runs you this way and that way. He's saying, you settle down in my spirit and in my word. And you begin to bring forth fruit unto my kingdom, saith the Lord.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For all of you, the Lord says, ye do err.
You get some oil of this because you have a joy it's a pleasure.
You're joint heirs
of the anointing of God upon you and of singing. You can anoint your people here.
We inherit all that He has. All of it. And all that keeps us from it here is because of doubt. Doubt. That's all we fight. That's all. If we place the word in our heart, that word, we will be able to manifest that power. Because it's there. It's there. His word is truth.
You see, His body was broken in pieces. And He gave it to the disciples. Now His body is being gathered into one. We'll no more be in pieces, but we'll be in one by the Spirit and life of the Eternal One.
Jesus.
You're coming into a new baptism, honey.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, we anoint Him right now. We bless her. With the revelation, the knowledge. All of the fullness of God is within her. Of the eyes of her understanding be open. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. We give her a distraction right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You see, we're getting a change of armor.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's right.
David couldn't wear Saul's armor. But this is a tried and proved armor that God is giving to us today.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, will you Hallelujah. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, in Jesus' name, fill her up right now. Just receive it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All fear is gone.
Hallelujah.
Begin to speak with the words of authority and power.
Yes. We have it.
Because you're going to have to do it. You heard her say, if we don't change things, they won't be changed. You've got conditions in your family and your home, and all of us have that needs change. And he let it begin to bring the changes.
That's right.
And speak the changes.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, just fill her up. Oh, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Oh, arise, Spirit. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, and a boldness. Lord, we just fill her up right now, the boldness of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, come on.
Yeah.
Brand
new creation.
Oh, hallelujah. The knowledge, the revelation, the fullness
God
of Christ within us. Hallelujah.
I make you new.
Thank
I
you,
make
Lord. Boldness to proclaim, to change circumstance.
Kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
He come on.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
God's going to give you word. It'll not only shake the earth.
That's right.
But it's going to shake the heavens too.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
These heavens.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just fill her up, Lord. Fill her up.
Thank you, Lord.
Grateful.
Lord in heaven. Father, clothe them with strength.
Yes.
Because the enemy is going to try.
Hallelujah.
But he is victory in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise you, Lord.
Greater is he in you.
Absolutely. That's right. The fullness of God himself. Hallelujah. The fullness.
Yes. Hallelujah.
She's going to see new eyes.
And an overflow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come alive in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hey, she's just enjoying the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Healing.
When new changes come, you don't know how to act either.
Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Your kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Principles.
Hallelujah. Revelation.
The wisdom of love.
Oh, the wisdom.
Oh,
the revelation of the knowledge of the fullness of God. Oh, Kia Tamaya. Rise within the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. That all the clouds. We just drive the clouds away, all the cloudiness, and go right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak healing to this body. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Healing belongs to my sister, Lord, because of what you've done. And I speak healing right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Jesus. You have glorified God in many times by your life and by the word and the stand that you've taken. And this is pleasing in God's sight. But from here on, you're going to bring changes in everything you come in contact with.
Hallelujah.
This anointing is going to flow out of these hands to heal the sick.
Not going to stay in there.
The words of
Hallelujah.
God.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
That's kingdom authority to give you
That's
today.
Right. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's going to flow out. You're not going to hold it in. You're not going to hold it in no more. You're going to flow it out.
And of the increase of this government of his kingdom,
yes.
there will
God,
be
I
an
I
end.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, see, Kiana Maha.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You just soak in his presence, sister. He's not through yet. You just soak in his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Father, thank you for a daughter of son.
Yes, faithful indeed.
Hallelujah.
And a new anointing. Yes, now
Lord.
The results of your faith.
Thank you.
The seed you've been sowing these many years. There's a harvest coming to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, an abundance of
grace. Oh, hallelujah.
An abundance of grace.
The wisdom, the revelation of the knowledge of the fullness of God. Oh, be unto her right now. Let her eyes be opened. The eyes of her understanding. Oh, in Jesus' name.
The Lord has made you a mighty woman of grace.
That's right.
And grace meaning that he is influencing your heart. And when he influences your heart, you're going to see it reflected in your life.
If the Lord is saying to this congregation, you move your tent stakes. You said that you put your tent stakes down and you were to stay there. You move them. Move them back. Enlarge the place
enlarge
of your habitation.
Yes.
Enlarge the place of where you're living.
Absolutely.
If you don't do it, it won't be done.
Hallelujah.
You do it.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah. A woman with a new career.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The knowledge of the wisdom. The revelation.
The
woman
of
God.
And heal the sick.
Oh, in Jesus' name. Yes. Oh, we anoint her, Lord, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The boldness. Yes. A boldness.
Yes.
Oh, and the revelation of the knowledge of Christ in you. The fullness of Christ in you. Oh, that your eyes be open to the understanding. And a boldness to walk in it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus.
And the Lord said to tell you haven't seen anything yet concerning the glory and the wisdom
That's
of the
right.
kingdom of God. And
That's
our
right.
Lord
Hallelujah.
Our anointed one.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Our anointed king. Glory to God. And God's going to make you a king in the kingdom of God.
Woo, yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, a prophet saith God. And Hallelujah. You shall be as a mother in Israel too.
Yes, Hallelujah.
You're going to go after the people.
Thank you, Lord.
You're going to change
Thank
this
you,
circumstance.
Lord. Yes,
because
you're going to
change their very life.
Oh, yes, see, and my higher seeky. Oh, Tia Mahoyosi. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, the fullness. A revelation of Christ is mighty within her. Yes. Oh, the Mekia Nahaya see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the Mahoyosi. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, the Mahoyosi.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord said, be careful how you use your mouth. Because when you speak, you're going to bring things to existence that's never existed.
Absolutely.
And it can be a blessing and it can be a curse.
Right.
So watch yourself.
Absolutely.
And you learn to speak out of the love of God.
Yes.
That it produces good fruit.
Yes.
And put it on good ground.
Yes.
Don't sow on the rock ground. It won't do nothing there.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Anointing, but you're going to see a change in your anointing of the word.
Yes,
it's going to with power, and it's going to produce because your mind's being changed, and you've been seeing that you don't have to die to go to heaven. You can be in heaven right here.
Yes, hallelujah.
It's within you because he lives in you.
He's before and behind.
And you're seated in heavenly places in him, and you don't even have to know what those heavenly places are.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. The eyes of her understanding be enlightened. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At the fullness of God. Does she understand? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're called and chosen of him.
That's right.
It wasn't a calling like you have called to go to college or got a calling in your life to do something in the natural realm. But this is God's glorious kingdom you're called to.
Yes.
The highest.
Yes, yes, yes.
They don't want us, you women, to minister, but you do it anyhow.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have a place. That's right.
I'm definitely here.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. Listen, say healing belongs to me. Because of what Jesus done. Not anything you've done or anything you haven't done, but because of what he done. It is yours. Now just receive it. Just receive it. Jesus.
Oh,
yes. Hallelujah. Healing belongs to Robin. Y'all agree with me? Healing belongs to Robin? Because of what Jesus has done. Hallelujah.
Agreement of God. To agree and it shall be done.
Hallelujah. Be open. Oh, in Jesus' name, be open.
It's your word that says you shall lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. And that's your word.
Hallelujah.
This ear shower comes. Complete restoration to the sick in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Speak healing. Speak healing.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Eardrum be healed. Be healed. Jesus.
Robin, can you hear
me?
I can hear you, but it's vibrating with out of this ear. I'm hearing it. I know you're talking, but I don't know what you're saying.
That's all right.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Healing belongs to them because of what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. By your stripes she is healed. You bore her sickness, her disease, her infirmity, and by your stripes she is healed.
Healing's not something you have to beg for.
That's right.
It's there.
It's already been
all
done.
All you have to do is
accept it.
Already
been done.
Mm-hmm.
Already been done.
Yes, you're here.
Already been
done.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Repeat again, Robin. This healing belongs to me. Because of what Jesus has done.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Okay, that's
amen.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, there has to be some young people in this. And God give you that gift to talk to young people. And you talk to them about the kingdom of God and the glory of God that awaits when they turn their heart to you. You see, you've been trying to put yourself down too much. And you just remember you're a child of the King.
Yes, all that he has.
And you belong to the God's heavenly family. You're a new creation. You don't belong to that Adam race and all that trouble back there. And as you begin to put forth the spirit of that kingdom policy and kingdom teaching and kingdom love, it's going to change everything around you. You see, out of you is flowing a river of living waters. This is not stagnant pool. This is a living pool.
Yes.
Oh, it's just alive with the spirit of the living God. And it's setting you free. It's setting people you come in contact with free. And you're going to be free yourself. And we free you this day. In the name of Jesus, a new creature, a new creation. Glory to God. And behold, I make all things new, saith the Lord.
Amen. Be filled with the Spirit.
Amen. Cindy Perkins, the Lord knows you by name.
Bless you. You've come out of great tribulation, and you're washing your robes white in the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. You might stand on Mount Zion and declare the works of the Lord.
Yes. Flow through, Lord, the wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of the fullness of God is within her. Open her eyes, Lord, to see and to understand. Oh, Kiyatamaha, yes, Kiyanamaha. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Let your light shine.
That's right.
And speak words of life. Speak words that gender and raise people's lives up.
Yes.
Become a blessing to everyone you come in contact with. You can bless them in all kinds of ways. You can lay your hands on them and bless them. And you can just speak to them and bless them and encourage them.
That's right.
God wants some Abrahams to bless the people with.
That's
There's
right.
There's got to be some blessers in this.
Hallelujah.
To bless humanity. Humanity can't help where they're at. They were born in that and shaped in that. But when the Lord Jesus God sent his Son to release and set us free. Now, we have not heard much about this. We heard a lot about the other. But now God is going to give you a voice to speak of the glory and the goodness of God and his kingdom message.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You're the temple of the Holy
That's
Ghost.
That's right. You are his mouthpiece.
Holy
yes.
God.
Yes.
Washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Can you tell us the location or
knees,
the problem with your
knees?
Knees and back?
I haven't gone. So I really don't know, but it was probably my glasses.
Okay.
No, it don't matter.
It don't matter. No, I think that's right. But I'm
scared. Are you in pain right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Healing belongs to my sister. Lord, because of what you've done. Healing is her. Oh, hallelujah. And I rebuke all this pain right now because of
it.
Body, you be healed. Be healed right now. Oh, Kiata, a spirit of infirmity, I bind and I rebuke you right now. You go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, healing is hers because of what you've done. Hallelujah. The pain you leave. Every bit of it, leave right now in Jesus' name. You have to go. Hallelujah. Go. All of it. Every bit of it. Pain you leave. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. How you feel? Is it still hurting? Oh, yeah? Both of them?
This left.
No,
that,
this
left?
Right
from the left.
This left over here. This left over here. In Jesus' name, healing belongs to Sister Judy because of what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, by your stripes she is healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You bore her infirmity, her pain. By your stripes she is healed. Be healed. Yeah, be healed right now. Be healed. Speak to the cartilage.
He's raising up men and women. It's not just a bunch of men, folks. It's not a one-man show. But it is the light and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Be healed, cartilage.
Coming and pouring forth through
his joint. Be healed.
With blessing.
Restore that which has been damaged.
With eternal life. And everything that we need is in him. It's already in us. It's already in there. Call it forth.
Hallelujah.
Speak it forth out of your innermost being. It's already there. Clothe yourself with it.
Does it matter?
Mm-hmm. Not hurting. Is it still hurting?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That'll take a little bit. You can take it off.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. All of it. Go right now. Hallelujah. All of the pain. Leave right now. In Jesus' name. Father, you bore her pain. And by your stripes, she is healed. We declare it right now. Knee, you be healed. All this pain, we rebuke it right now. In Jesus' name, you go.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.